as we're settling into this time of practice, you can just notice where your body feels most comfortable, most supported as you're sitting on the chair. For some of you, it'll just be a matter of sitting back and feeling the chair offering you a sense of holding. And for some, if you sit forward, you might feel more elongation in the spine. You can just check to see what's most helpful to you as we're doing this practice together. And if there's anything in your way, if there are bags, feel free to move them out of the way just so that you don't have to clench any of the muscles in the legs or the hands, the arms. And in the Buddha Dharma, we talk about the posture just as a way of supporting the mind. Because if the body is uncomfortable, sometimes it's very hard for the mind to be able to settle and to open. So you can just take a few moments to, again, notice what your body is needing today in this time of practice. You bring a sense of elongation to the entire back of the body, all the way into the base of the skull. And gently releasing your shoulders downward, slightly back. And your hands can either be resting gently on the thighs, or they can be cupped with the thumbs touching up at the top of the thighs. Whatever feels more comfortable for you today. Your eyes can be gently closed. Or if you notice that you're feeling a bit sleepy or you start to doze, you can always keep them just very slightly open to allow some light in and to support your wakefulness. And as a way of easing into this practice, I'll recite the Refuge in Bodhicitta prayer. And you can just hear these words, allowing them to wash over you. You're also welcome to change the wording in a way that helps you evoke a sense of having benefactors, people who care for you, and practices that support you and your well-being. In the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, I take refuge until enlightenment is reached through the merits of giving and other virtuous deeds. May I attain fullest awakening for the benefit of all beings. In the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, I take refuge until enlightenment is reached. Through the merits of giving and other virtuous deeds, may I attain fullest awakening for the benefit of all beings. In the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, I take refuge until enlightenment is reached. Through the merits of giving and other virtuous deeds, may I attain fullest awakening for the benefit of all beings. In the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, I take refuge until enlightenment is reached. Through the merits of giving and other virtuous deeds, may I attain fullest awakening for the benefit of all beings. I'll recite the prayer of the four immeasurables. May all beings have happiness and the cause of happiness. May all be free from suffering and the cause of suffering. May all never part from the happiness of no suffering. May all remain in equanimity, free from partiality, attachment, and aversion toward those near and far, and for the benefit of all. As we're doing this practice together, you can just notice the breath. Notice how you're experiencing it today. Whether the inhalations are deep and slow or shallow. And subtle. Just allowing the breath to be very easy and spontaneous. Nothing to be held or controlled. Just taking a few moments to allow your awareness to meet the breath. As the mind becomes increasingly subtle, easeful, steady. As you're allowing the mind to settle, you can take a few moments to call forth an experience of anger. It could be toward a person or a situation. It could be toward a group. Doesn't have to be the most extreme experience of anger, but something that you're able to call to mind. In a way in which you can just see this experience. Just observe it without any judgment. perhaps in a very gentle, patient way, see if you notice any causes of this anger. Whether or not these causes make sense to you now, but with a sense of respect and gentleness, just to note whatever you are now recognizing as a cause or a contributing factor to this anger. And as you're bringing your spacious awareness to this experience, perhaps you will begin to notice other facets of it that come into view, other feelings that you may have felt, or needs that were hard to access. It's like to imagine that you're able to simply sustain this very spacious, flexible space in your mind and your heart for what you become aware of. Without any need to follow anyone facet that comes into your mind, but just to bring a loving recognition to what you notice. Perhaps even noticing something that you might wish to express with this increased awareness. Something that would be helpful for you to learn more about. Perhaps to notice that if the deepest arisings of compassion and love were to mix with this anger, what might you say? What might you express? And as you continue your practice, I invite you to call forth this deeply compassionate part of yourself, this Buddha nature. See if that part is available to support the part of you that has felt and suffered anger. Perhaps beginning to imagine others, maybe many others, who have experienced something similar. Really allowing the mind to open to include all of the other people in this world who, like you, have experienced something that has triggered this uprising of anger. And to allow your Buddha nature to hold all of you. To bring this tender, compassionate mind of clear seeing to an ever increasing number of people. To feel your most genuine wish for all beings who have suffered in this way, to feel understood, to feel cared for. To be relieved of a private sense of suffering. And to feel the relief of accessing their own Buddha nature, their own mind of clear seeing and spaciousness. Perhaps setting the intention to work with your experiences of anger with great skill, and with the abiding determination to be fully awake, have deepest presence of mind and sensitivity and clarity. It helps you not only experience these arisings of anger, but also discern how to respond in ways that are most helpful to you and others. And in ways that have healing ripple effects that touch the lives of countless beings. As you strengthen this intention, take a few moments to dedicate this time of practice to all beings. To imagine that your efforts can usher in healing, reduced suffering, strengthen compassion, love for countless other beings. When you're ready, you can gently open your eyes.